Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We bought it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to West,
don't scandalize mine.
Thank you.
How many caskets can we witness before we see it's hard to live this life without God? So we must ask forgiveness. As Mama Rob got the shirt to die, witness the tears falling free from my eyes before she could reply. But we were born with our silver spoon. My broken down TV show cartoons in my living room. One day I hope to make it a player in this game. Mama, don't cry, long as we try, baby, can't shame. Perhaps it's just a fantasy, a life where we don't need no welfare, share with our own family. Maybe it's me that caused it, the fighting and the hurting in my own grind, cause I didn't wanna be a burden. Watch my mom open up for all to her, and I ain't worried about a damn thing. She still loves in this game.
Bad bitches, man, no danger. I don't need no bitch, I'm Stamps.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
The hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
Hey, him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? King Scratch is up in the building. Hold on. I'm having some technical difficulties. You know, not my fault. Hold on. Okay, now I think we got it. True West Radio, we're in the building, man. Come on, bitch. I can't hear nothing. There we go. We back in the building. True West Entertainment. Man, what's happening? This motherfucker probably a yay. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me see if I got some claps or some bursts or something. Some kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? We got DJ F. Love. My motherfucker JoJo Loco, True West. Yeah, and then we also got Buddha Ali's on 24 TV, Us Never Sleep. Buddha Ali Promotion.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm just asking Scratch. Do I get some love, Scratch? Do I get love?
Hey, who else is here?
Who else is this? Oh, that's how we gonna do it right now.
I see numbers. Tomorrow. I don't hear voices. I see numbers, nigga. Who is that? Is that
Nigga, this Tope. Nigga, you want to do it now or you want to do it later?
Well, goddamn it, I don't see your number right here.
You want to do it later? We can start this shit off and make this show real hype. You want to do it now or you want to do it later?
I'll do it later.
Ain't enough?
All right. Wait a minute. Hold on, cuz. Let me say this. I see everybody's number. I know everybody's number. I don't know your motherfucking ass on there with JoJo, nigga.
Barber telling them lights ain't came on out there.
Yeah, motherfucker, how you gonna call a nigga on a three-way and I'm supposed to see you? I don't see you. You should have called on your own goddamn number.
Nigga, do you want to do it now?
On the page when it gets dark, they're supposed to automatically come on.
You know, right. This shit
I look at numbers. I don't look. I don't know, nigga. If Joe, this nigga got a motherfucking number. If he got somebody on the line, I can't see his line. I'm just looking at the lines that I see. But welcome to the show, Joe. Hold on, let me give that nigga some claps, just so you know what I'm saying.
Well, give me a.
That nigga talking on this biatch.
Now, wow. Hey, Scratch, you ready to argue now? Because I got some issues with you, family.
Oh, I love issues. Let's go.
Man, you ready to argue now?
Yeah, I'm ready to argue now.
All right, look, this is what I'm trying to explain to you, man. How the fuck is you sleeping on me, man, and I'm supposed to be one of the niggas you love the most? One of them.
I just met you, but I do love you.
Oh, yeah, you just met me, but you did tell. Okay, easy call. Fuck me, nigga. I'm talking about my music, nigga.
No, I love your music. I love your music. And then you called me, and I actually called you back the next day because I didn't see that. And then you never called me back. So now if you want to argue about that, that's good, too.
Okay, but let's just talk about that. But, bro, I work two jobs, and this is the
first. I understand. Look, I'm going to tell you something. You know, I'm going to tell you something. You came up here. I want to really fill you out because, the thing that made me so goddamn happy is when you stood in the middle of the studio, you said, I'm in here.
Yeah, I'm in here, man. You got it. Everybody listen to me, and then you got to see the face behind the voice.
Yeah, I understand. See, that day was about feeling out how, you know, we just jail. So it wasn't really about, you know, really doing the work. It's about just seeing how we jail as people. And I feel like, to me, you a cool-ass motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
But the work
now
here,
we can work like a motherfucker.
But the
you
work at
saying?
That time wasn't good for you.
I just want to jail with motherfuckers first. I ain't just getting ready to just start working. You know what I mean? Just because you here, I want to see what you about, how you are. Let's, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm ice water, as you can clearly see. You know, we shot to us about a lot of things.
Oh, I see. You good.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? So now our next meeting will be something different. But I just want to always want to deal with. I want to deal with people.
You.
I want to deal with people. And I'm not just going to do anything just to do it. I want to make
that
sure
what
that whatever
that
the
that
hell we going to do is going to be 100 because
we,
I just came
bro,
out of...
Feel each other
back.
We got to feel each
other
out.
I just
out,
came out of
a
bad-ass relationship. I just came out of a bad-ass relationship with 25 motherfuckers. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And
right.
I got to really, you know, I got to walk down the path that I'm supposed to walk by. I need to make sure
DJ.
That everybody that I'm dealing with right now is getting ready to be loyal to what we're trying to do.
Okay, so...
If you can pay your money and then I do whatever you want
DJ,
me to do.
In order... Hey, Scratch. In order for people to be loyal to you, one thing you have to do, and this is an old school term, and you may laugh or you may get offended. I don't know which. Joe can tell you about me. And we've had this conversation about what we was going... The dialogue... But this is what, if we freelancing right now, we going off the top of brand. Take the pussy out your pocket, my nigga.
Put the what?
Huh? I don't
care. Take the pussy out your pocket.
I told you.
Yeah, take the pussy out your pocket, which means don't be a pussy.
I ain't got no pussy in my pocket. My pussy is on my
so
dick,
but
that shit's somewhere around waiting for me to fuck.
What was you trying to figure out, my nigga? We real dudes. Like, we do this shit. I came to you.
But see, this is the thing. This is the thing, my nigga. You know, after after we had a whole goddamn camp of motherfuckers, and then at the end of the day, it's me and JoJo. Me and JoJo is the only True West niggas left with our affiliation. You know, we got Trudy and she's True West.
But look, though. That's the radio shit.
So now what it is, my nigga, is, nigga, I want to see if motherfuckers is getting ready to be loyal to what the fuck we doing. You know what I mean? Because I done already wasted time with a gang of other motherfuckers, so I'm not trying to waste no time with nobody else.
And my loyal JoJo, as JoJo, and my loyal nigga, because he wouldn't introduce me to you if I wasn't loyal. That's
okay, well, that's the only thing I'm trying to say. I done wasted my time with so many motherfuckers. I got so many motherfuckers songs. I can have like albums out, but I got them on this motherfucker right now on True West. I wouldn't play them because I don't want to hear their voice.
Yeah, not one person did you have like a nigga like Toka.
Okay, well, Toka, the whole thing about it is prove. It's show and prove. It ain't about you come and see me one time and we talk on here. You got to show and prove. That's what I'm talking about because I'm doing entirely too much to be dealing with somebody that's bullshit. Because once again, I can say, you are a cool motherfucker, but I don't know you. I got to get to know you in order for us to even, I mean, I want to know you. I want you to come over here more. I want you to do shit. I want to do shit with you. But I am so tired of dealing with bullshit motherfuckers. And then at the end of the day, what they do? Them motherfuckers skip out on a nigga. I don't put too much time into too many niggas.
I've been dealing with that.
That's all I'm saying, my nigga. I got niggas. We 1,000. We made amends the day you came up, and even before you came up here, we made amends. But what I'm trying to say is I'm tired of doing shit for people who ain't trying to, you know, at the end of the day, I done did it for them, and then them motherfuckers skip out. And the only motherfucker that stayed around was my nigga JoJo. JoJo like, nigga, I'm True West for life. That nigga got a True West tattoo before I got one.
Well, I'm not going to get a True West tattoo.
You ain't got
well,
to.
Not unless
I'm just saying.
Well, not unless. Let me clarify. Not unless it's worth it. When I say it's worth it, if y'all bring me into the pole,
worth it,
easy
worth
call.
Worth
okay,
is if you want, if you want to. But see, my whole thing is this, my nigga. After all of the people that all my goddamn life, when people didn't even fuck around and think about, you know, scratches a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I used to be the motherfucker at the bottom of the pit, and everybody used to laugh at me about all kind of shit. But I came up to who I am right now, and I slayed a gang of niggas when it came down to DJing.
When I was writing songs for these motherfuckers, JoJo was on the stoop with me, bro. And I'm writing a song. I'm in an apartment, me and my wife, bro. Joe was right there, and I'm writing for prolific people, bro. He right
and
there
see,
with me, sitting right
see,
there on the stoop.
And see,
sitting.
So,
writing,
so therefore,
he's writing a song for.
Therefore, you are going through the same motherfucking path that I was going through. Until I fucked around and decided I knew who the fuck I was, and everybody else started knowing who the fuck I am. You know what I'm saying? I don't pat myself on the back like some of these. I don't pat myself on the back like some of these motherfuckers.
Joe not going to question me, Scratch. If Joe called me, Joe already know what's going to happen. Joe not going to question me.
I have no... It's nothing that... My nigga JoJo say that I don't believe.
You're not
that
gonna question me.
Look, if you don't know, JoJo is my right-hand motherfucker. If he say we got to go and kill this motherfucker, we going to go kill somebody. If we got to go and out-rap some motherfucker, we going to do it. Whatever JoJo want to do,
well,
I got that nigga. That's the way he got me. That's my, this is my ace in the hole nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all tight like a motherfucker, but me and JoJo, nigga, this nigga got True West tatted on his
arm. I've
been on
the for over 20 years, bro. Joe know, like, Toke solid. Like, for Toke solid.
Well, see, this is what I'm trying to say, my nigga, just to knock it all down. If that nigga... I mean, you a cool ass nigga. You came up here.
Appreciate it, man. Likewise.
Good like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
And let me say, I appreciate you.
Look, let me tell you something. If JoJo vouched for you, that's what it is, my nigga. That is my motherfucker, nigga. That is my nigga. Just the way you say it's your nigga, that is my nigga too.
No, you're missing the point. Yeah, it obviously Joe didn't know you when we was in the apartments. He didn't know you that then, obviously. Yeah,
I bet
about, like,
he knew of
you. Obviously.
Hold on, technically, I met Scratch back when I was a kid when he was coming to Monrovia where Ice Cube fucked on my cousin.
Yep.
Okay, but did he know Mama? Did he know Mama?
He know my whole family.
Yeah, I knew his whole family. I knew his brother. I was fucking with his brother when that nigga was little.
Like, we not talk about Chill. I ain't going to put his government out. We not talking about Chill.
I already know. No, you ain't got to say that, nigga. But, nigga, I was fucking with them niggas, nigga, back in the day when this nigga was little. So it ain't like I ain't been knowing JoJo all these months. It ain't like we just got together like 2 years ago type of shit.
If you've ever been locked up and you met a nigga and then after you got locked up, like when y'all niggas got out and y'all still was cool, that's kind of like how me and Joe is. Like, damn, we just pretty much just
I knew
ran
JoJo
into
before he even got locked up the first time, nigga.
Well,
how about
I met
that?
Joe after he got let out the last time. That was, what, 20-something years ago now, Joe?
Yeah.
Well, I've been knowing that nigga longer than 20 years.
That's fine. That's not what I'm not dick measuring
you. But see, this is what I'm trying to tell you, Tote. This is what I'm trying to tell you, Tote. This ain't a new ride. This ain't something like, okay, I met this nigga when I was locked up and I know I'm lower than you. It don't matter if I knew the nigga.
I wasn't ever locked up with him, so I didn't say that. And that's what I'm saying.
This is the thing. When it comes down to it's like it's been so many motherfuckers who've been loyal to us, and then them motherfuckers just disappear. Our whole thing, as far as what we're doing, is True West with me and JoJo. As far as us, we want motherfuckers. Of course, you guys are good. If you want to be true,
no, we had a
I want you to be true.
To home,
I want
I'm
you to be
script.
True.
I'm
I want you
to the
be
script.
True.
We had a conversation when we came to your home, and my nephew knew you better than I knew you. And we stick it to the script. You feel me? But the reality is, my nigga is my nigga. You my nigga. Like, easy call. You feel what I'm talking about? Like, when
that's
I'm
all
loyal
good.
To
and
you,
look,
I'm loyal
would you come
you.
Back
that's
up here, bring your nephew? Because I'm trying to get my, I wanted to print one of them pictures out because he said he wanted a picture and a goddamn autograph. So I want to make sure he gets that.
Motherfucker, do you know who you are? Maybe you don't know who you are.
I don't even know who I am.
Shit, maybe
don't.
You don't know who the fuck you are.
I don't.
Like,
you know why? Because it don't matter. It don't matter who I was.
He was like, Uncle, who did you say was going to? I said, this DJ Scratch, man. It's Scratch. We're going to Scratch House. He was like, Scratch, DJ Scratch. I was like, yeah. He was like, I listen to their radio show. We going to Scratch House? I'm like, yeah. He's known for me always taking, JoJo can tell you, I don't toot my own horn. I don't even want to talk about it. But he
I don't toot my own horn either.
And I know you don't have to, just like myself. That's what I'm saying. So he was very ecstatic about him. I'm like, actually at this dude's house. I listened to him on the radio. He told you himself.
Mm-hmm. Because I know he got up there on his phone. He started researching the motherfucker. Then when that motherfucker said, "Oh shit, I need a selfie and I need a autograph."
All that. And I'm like, "Nephew, fall back, man." He's like, "Uncle, you did it to me again." I was like, "I didn't do shit." Tell, hey, JoJo, you know your nephew, nigga, Matthew. We call him Mushu. You know, from Mulan, Mushu.
Yeah.
Come on. You know Mushu, that's who I took. I took Mushu.
Okay.
Mushu, like, how the hell did you, how did you meet these people? I was like, I technically didn't meet this person. But I met him through your Uncle JoJo. He was like, "JoJo, Javon, when y'all was in the apartment," I'm like, "Yeah, Uncle JoJo." He was like, "Where Uncle JoJo at?" I was like, "Don't worry about that. We about to go and meet Scratch. You don't even know that your reputation, sometimes reputation precedes itself."
Well, you know, like I said, when you come back up here, bring him up here so we can go on and I go on and get him that autograph and that selfie, because I seen him over there. He was sitting over there on the couch, and he was trying to Google me and see what the fuck was going on. I'm like,
"Hey, man, you know we don't."
And that motherfucker looked up.
He
said, "Man, I need a selfie and an autograph."
Hey, niggas don't move like that, but if you want to text, if you want to type in "Tuck the Smoke," nigga, you can do it and find out who I am and get my real face.
Yeah, it was cool, man. He really boosted my ego that night. Buddha Ali, what's going on, brother? Woo. Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm about to bring my guy in here, man. Mr. Nina Ross, man. He fucking took a free E4 yard and dude. I'm going to bring him in here.
You on go.
It's all good. What it does, brother?
What's happening, y'all?
Why you sound so down? They just turn it up like you usually do.
I'm on the cash register right now. I'm at work, man.
I had to check you at work. Oh, that nigga at work.
I'm gonna get crunky about 9:30 when I go on break. Y'all keep me posted.
I think over the cash register.
Tell your customers I say true, man.
True, man.
I gotta get too fired
for letting your eyes kill
19.
Not a true way.
I'm gonna tap my guy in here if y'all don't mind, Nina Ross.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Hey, Scratch, you gotta remember with your old ass what we can talk about though.
Well, I gotta be old.
I'm old, shit. I just looked
at
it.
Nigga, I started going backwards like 2 years ago. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm skinny.
I started going backwards.
We going forward. I'm trying to butt like you, man. I only got one beer and I just finished my drink.
Oh, I'm going to play some goddamn songs and I'm going to the store to give me some more beer. That's what I'm going to do.
Hold on, man. Let me introduce my guy before you make that happen.
Oh, I ain't gonna do it right now. I'm good.
All right.
DJ Evlu. DJ Evlu.
Get your ass.
Rocky Dog.
Rocky Dog, man.
What's really with the gang? Yada that mean?
What's up, family?
What's going down with it?
man holding down over in the TV.
You on here with Scratch, man. You on here with JoJo. This DJ Scratch, you on here with JoJo. My bro, you know Joe personally.
Yeah.
From the apartment.
And who that?
You know,
who is that?
It's Nina Ross.
What's really
Nina
ready?
Ross, what's going on?
Yeah, what's the word, buddy? You know me.
We're going to give you the claps, man. We're going to give you the claps.
You just got it, I mean. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it on my game. Mm-hmm.
What's going on, man?
Man, just, you know, just keeping it going. You know what I mean? Trying to make everything cloudy. You know what I mean? Like the stars.
Of course.
You know.
Of course.
Standing on top of it. I see y'all shindigging, huh?
Yeah, man, I think I told you one time before. I supposed to do some tracks for you.
Yeah, that was a while back, bro. We was glad I mean it.
Oh, yeah, that should go all back.
You
hey, but see, this is all new, all true, you know what I mean?
I see y'all doing it, man. That's a good look right here, the little podcast y'all in here.
Yeah, man, we trying to do a little something, you know what I'm saying? Because, hell, if ain't nobody else going to do it, we got to do something.
Right on.
You feel me? It ain't nothing to put one foot in front of the other when it gets to stepping.
That's really. Hey, look, though.
You
so what
me?
You been up to, though, bro?
Man, just yada, I mean, and messing with the fam. You know what I mean? Just catching up, doing a lot of stuff I ain't did in so motherfucking long. You feel me? Because I ain't been here in the town. I ain't been at home in a minute.
You back in the game or you just left for a minute or something?
Oh, no. I had to chill out for a second. You know what I mean? I just, you know, want to catch up with the fam. Like I said, I've been running around like a chicken with his head cut off for so many years, you know what I mean? It was like, I ain't been home, so I had to come back home and, you know, check in and do what I'm supposed to do. But I'm still floating like the boat, though, you know what I mean? Got the new album getting ready to drop.
I love talking to this guy,
like
even
boat,
back
right?
in the day. Even back in the day when I talked to this guy, he was talking the same way, not a man.
Got it, I mean. Hey, nothing changed, man. We still in the building, man. Got it, I mean. We still shit digging.
Okay,
but
so what you got going on right now, man? What you got going on right now? Or what you trying to get going on right now? What you need going on right now?
Well, to tell you the truth, everything that I got going on is going on. You know what I mean? As far as, like I said, this new album that we getting ready to drop, I just chopped it with a few of my folks. We got, and they like, come on, let's go on and get it, nigga, because everybody asking about their ass and wondering, nigga, you still rapping and what are you doing and whatnot, and I'm like, yeah. So we just, you know, we finna put to it, man. Plus, we supposed to start shooting on this little flick out this way, too.
But I ain't got nothing.
Yeah, we can't, nigga. I ain't even on it. Hey, it's all in the making right now, bro. You know what I mean? Because I'm barely stepping my foot back out this way. You know what I mean? I've been up here in the Southern Cal for a long time, for the last 21 years. So now that I'm back at the house, you know, niggas tapping in and trying to gather like me. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on. We got a little gumbo getting ready to, you know, start
I'm
for the public.
I'm going to have to get your mouth. So if I get the mask,
you know
that
mean?
You know, I go on and get you up. And so you will keep in touch so you will let me know what the hell going on. It's been too many
you already
years,
know, fam.
Head.
Exactly. You already know.
Yeah, it's been too many
day.
Years.
I know.
I bet y'all didn't know I knew
this
thing already.
I hear from this nigga talk every day. This nigga let me know every day, like, bruh, what you doing, man? You better yada that me.
I got the tape.
Yada, man.
This nigga hear me talking about I got the tape, I got the rope and all that.
I'm going to ride up and down your back.
That's what it is.
Oh, my
I'm glad you're doing good, man. I ain't heard from you in motherfucking seasons and seasons and seasons.
Yeah,
so
it's been like
we gotta get
it's
back together,
minutes.
My nigga.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get out of that. I'm gonna probably step out that way in probably like about another 2-3 weeks. I might be out that way.
Oh, shit, nigga. But yeah, we really gotta hook up. Come on out here and see your boy.
You got it, I mean, on my mama. I got a lot of shit. Me and my kids still out there, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all
my,
good
my
like firewood, my nigga. Man, you welcome on my radio station any motherfucking time, my nigga.
Oh, my mama, you already know, man. All you do is hit my motherfucking line, and we're going to get it like me every motherfucking time. Oh, my mama.
Hey, the Dorothy, big
nigga,
bro.
That's the Dorothy, man.
We northbound, man. That's big bro, man. That's my nigga, bro.
Oh, man.
I walked my door to this nigga's house. Like, I would come
man.
I was over at his house every fucking day.
Like it was here.
Bottles on the goddamn counter. Literally.
Motherfucking smoke.
That's big bro, man. Nina, that's big bro, man. My wife came when we moved to this house. My wife came back and was like, I just bought some movies. I was like, move. She was like, Nina Ross. I said, who? She said, Nina Ross. I said, where that nigga at? She was like, the street. I said, whoop. I didn't even say nothing else to her. I just jumped in the court.
Nigga say, no more.
No more.
Say, no more.
I was like, mister.
It's a small world.
Oh, yeah. The motherfucker, man, it's big, but it's little than a motherfucker. You got it, ain't
me?
I'm sitting up here with my motherfucking pom-poms on right now. I got my motherfucking pom-poms in the air because I'm watching the girl, Serena. You got it, ain't me?
I gotta turn that shit on. Hold on, cuz.
Yeah, it's going down. It's 2-1. It's 1-1 right now. It's got it, I mean. Now she up to 1-0. Yeah, that was yesterday. They lost yesterday.
No, she's about to play yesterday. Tonight, though.
Yeah, Serena playing right now. She's doing right now. She's playing right now.
Hold on. Let me see.
Yeah, it's on that real good ESPN.
I make that.
Oh, ESPN, there
I
go.
Yeah, got it at me. Yeah, she doing a real leave right now. She live, got it at me. She's sending him. But yeah, man, you know, we're going to have to get it at me. You already know, though. Times two. It's nothing.
Times two.
Oh, come on.
I know
that.
How long you had the pot?
Huh?
How long you had the pot?
Wait, hold on. Let me tell
you. How long you had the radio sending jumping?
Man, we on our, this is our fifth year.
Oh, you been sending.
Yeah, this is our fifth year. We had 1,000 show. I think this show was like 1,037 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, you've been clowning. Yeah, you've been showing your ass.
Oh, man.
You've been showing your ass, man. You pull your pants up, Jack, and you've been showing your motherfucking ass.
What day did we have our fifth year? That was last month sometime. But we got
we got 1,035
shows right now, man. So we've been on it for, I mean, anything when you got 1,000 on it, that shit is fucking big.
Oh, yeah, you're in the building.
Yeah, so we've
you
been
smacking like Jackie.
Smoke. Man, you heard me.
That's a blessing, baby.
I know, man, and you know, like I always tell everybody, I appreciate everybody, it's just time, you know what I mean? I love getting on there and playing music, and hell, I need some of your music so I can play it on this motherfucker, man.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to get it, I mean, then. It's a
block with it.
That shit go. You got it, I mean?
We're on the clock with it.
Yeah, that shit go. You got it, I mean? That motherfucker
so
good.
Y'all need to go on and email it to me. Y'all just got to email kingscratch@gmail.com. Just email it to me so we can play it on Monday or something. Hell, because I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, because everything, you talking about the new one?
the new one, the old
about
one.
The new one?
Three of your best songs, new, old, whatever.
Okay, because I was going to say, besides that, if you just want to get that minutes, that shit all on YouTube and all that shit, though. But I'm going to keep
I ain't going to look for them. If you email them to me,
the old school
we got an hour and
11
minutes. If you could email them to me, I'll play the motherfuckers tonight if I can get them up there fast.
The OG E-Mizzle. No problem. I'm going to see what it is. Matter of fact, when we get off, text me your what's the name, and then we'll go from there. Your email.
Scratch be on that side.
KingScratch@gmail.com. That's it. That's the easiest shit. KingScratch@gmail.com.
Say that again, brother.
KingScratch. K-I-N-G. S-E-R-A-T-C-H. @gmail.com.
Okay, so see you there.
We got an hour and 10 minutes. I'm going to throw on a couple of joints real quick. You know what I'm saying? If y'all online and y'all listening. Oh, shit, excuse me.
Wait, what's the station online so I can tap in?
Huh?
Hold on.
I said, what's the station online so I can tap in?
Oh, all you got to do is you could call a number. You will have to write the number down or whatever. You could tap in right now.
Hold on, let me write it down.
Hey, Scratch.
It's funny when motherfuckers ain't got no pen and pad around
again,
no more.
Man, but now you know I'm a super official motherfucker, man. This big yada.
Hey, what?
I know the nigga already, brother. But that's cool.
I'm official, though. You know, I had to prove myself, nigga.
Well, goddamn it. Well,
first of all, you don't got to prove nothing, nigga. It's the end of the day.
Oh, JoJo.
Uh-huh.
You say he already got his shit tapped in the ground.
That's what I'm saying. So what, I got to call somebody to prove
number,
who
Scratch.
I am?
Give me the number, Scratch. Give me the number, Scratch.
Oh, the number is, the number to the radio station is 323-642-1597. That's the number to the show, you know what I'm saying? If you need my email, it's kingscratch@gmail.com.
If you want to talk, make sure you press 1.
If
you
want to
talk, press 1. Huh?
1597?
Yeah, 1597.
Okay, 97. Gotcha.
And my email address is kingscratch@gmail.com.
You want to talk, press 1.
Yeah, so if you want to talk, press 1.
Hello.
And if you want to listen online, it's TrueWordBlogTalkRadio.com.
You know, we don't do this. We does this.
Y'all motherfuckers wild.
I'm just a trying to tell you, man. You know, all these cats is my family. This is my big bro. You know, Nina Bossy is my big bro. Like, I fucks with him, like, real tough. Like some chicken.
Well, I'm glad that we was all able to gel together and then just bringing back some stuff, you know, from, you know, me knowing them already. You know what I'm saying? That shit is fucking
exactly. Exactly.
That shit is
we gotta bring it back, man. We gotta bring that beat back.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know how much damage all of us could do together right now?
That's
oh, my God. Yeah. That'd kill the whole gang.
Happy to don't see nothing, but he could spit his ass off. Joe could spit.
You did? What a shit. The door just been open. All motherfucker got to do is just walk through it. You know what I mean?
Hello.
If we put everything together the way it's supposed to be put together, I guarantee you, we could kill everybody. because ain't nobody doing nothing right now. Everybody is sound like, okay, why that sound like that? Why that sound like this? Why that sound like that?
Oh, my mama.
That's it.
Okay. You know the thing is with it, though, everybody got their sound, you feel me? And it's so many sounds and genres out there right now that, you know, it ain't nobody just on a certain situation. Everybody shindigging to their own little motherfucking beat. Got what I mean?
No, because everybody is trying to do whatever everybody else is doing and try to make it. Oh, shit,
exactly.
They make it. This is what's going down right now. So everybody is
exactly
doing what's going down right now. I can't stand that shit. And, you know, I get up in my car, and then I turn on the XM, and they doing the same thing the radio stations do.
Exactly.
I'm thinking I'm going to get on XM. Well, we probably going to get on XM. When we get on XM, we getting ready to show everybody different. But when I get in the car, and I turn the XM stations on, even the Shady 45 and all them motherfuckers, they are playing the same shit that's on the radio.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's how it go down, man. You would think that it's just it's like a cable station or something like that, that it'd be playing different. They don't do shit. Only difference is, man, there's no commercials.
Right. And they still got their own little commercials in that motherfucker, so.
Yeah, that they gonna promote, and you know what I mean?
Besides that, that's the only
difference. And these motherfuckers are piggybacking off each other constantly.
So, with all of us together, I guarantee you, if we could put together something that's getting ready to be, I guarantee you it'll be a force that we could kill all these niggas with, man. I swear.
Yeah.
I mean,
swear. It's right there.
It's like a bomb. Nigga, it's too many motherfucking explosives. If we can put all our explosives together, we going to blow this motherfucker to pieces.
Like 3 cents.
Everything happened for a reason.
Like, you feel me? On my mama, like 3 cents. What did the blind man say? He just seen shit if he dropped the bomb and it went, ooh, yeah. Got it, ain't me?
But the reality is, I didn't even know y'all knew each other, bro. I was just like, my big brother is prolific. He's a real dude in the industry. And I just was like, I called Nina and was like, dude, I'm going to kidnap you, nigga. Like, you feel me? Like, get on the situation with me. He was like, just call me. You feel me? I called him. I'm like, dude, this is my blood brother. JoJo, my blood brother. Now you, Scratch, is my blood brother, bro. And Nina and Joe can tell you, like, if you ever came to my house, nigga, I'm going to treat you just like you my brothers. And they know my brother.
It's just a bomb ready to explode
because, you know, a whole lot of people don't understand.
Yeah,
about
wife going to cook for you. Baby going to cook. Anything we eat, you more than welcome to. No music shit, no radio shit. This is real life family shit, man.
I know. It's about to go down, nigga. I'm telling you. Hold on, man.
Since
I got it.
You might as well go here.
Yes, you go.
Where they can find you.
Kick ass in, bro. What you say, fam?
Oh, gee.
My voice is a little bigger, so where can they find you, Nina? Give them everything where they can find you at.
I mean, you know.
We getting ready to do that. Hold on. Yeah, you can get ready. Give me your hookup, man. All your Facebooks and Instagrams and all that stuff, because I was getting ready to play my nigga. I got to play my favorite shit.
Yeah, man. I mean, you can catch me on, you know, Mr. Nina Ross Facebook. You know what I mean? Tell you the truth. I just tell them, motherfucker, they want to find me, man, just Google me. All they got to do is Google Mr. Nina Ross, man.
That's
everything
I'm talking
will come
about.
Up. Yeah, I mean, you know, because I could sit up here and go to Facebook, Instagram, and all that shit. Just Google me. You'll find everything. Yeah,
just
what I mean? Oh, my mama. Just walk on the ass. Just Google me. You looking for me? Just Google Mr. Nino Ross. Yeah. Got what I mean? All that shit come up.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, everybody out there, y'all listening on the line, you know what I'm saying, or y'all online, whatever, man, give us a call, 323-642-1597, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what I mean?
Friday, yay. I got to pay my favorite shit, man. Fuck what everybody talking about. This is my favorite shit ever.
Slap him, man.
My nigga.
Pop.
Slap him with it.
Belly. I'm in the studio drunk in the motherfucker.
Slap him with it, man. Got it.
Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell, just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail, not knowing that I sacked my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure there's pain. Even though we broke for the moment, we're balling the game. Tell them, yo, my military, be prepared for the buffer. Similar to bitches and scary, get you near me. We're running visions of overpacked prisons. Bingers and niggas, thugs living in pressure. Three straps, I hope they don't tell us. They polar heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of spam, let me slide down. Pistols and flicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, be calling to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me falling, deficiated in this misbehavior. Cop the cops, both five, snatching niggas' pages. Labeled a mark soon as we thought it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, who the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man, I follow no man. Nigga got my own plan, in my hand got the 45. I kick it live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get. Hating bastards. Me and my clique so legit. We keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us. When they get to come against us, these niggas be defenseless. It's senseless. Knocking niggas back on the fifth. My whole clique be sick. And though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit. I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique, Castro. When he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring the soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas out when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke this to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on the splash on niggas. Well, I dash on niggas once I mash these figures. I'll be bad, a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow. Just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star. Rockin' the grooves, niggas, where you at? Where you are is the back and the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a jet inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. When pop get high, smoking endo, I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucking 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11, back home I got an MO.
What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double R. Ride with my clue. Ride with my crew. You don't have a clue, nigga, when we coming for you. We hit the house of blues, acting like fools. My nigga Fatal. Put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest, nah, nah. Baby inside his belly, nah, nah, nah. It was smacking belly, they told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, Fatal, what are you crazy? Niggas pissing all sides in the front. Niggas saying, God damn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was sitting in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas will always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no. I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets. Count, came out. Rapping and stealing and making 5 motherfucking records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me. Tupacalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots. Fuck the cops. Well, I stopped. I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me, but it's my beat. Bad boy, you the Fuji. Y'all niggas that never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupacalypse, all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation after I'm dead. They'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it. You know, I spit the game so clear it's playing on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
Yeah, yeah. Game scratch, game scratch. True West, for life. Remember that, remember that. Be the chief, but that ain't nothing but an Indian. Make your own tracks and start a business then. Don't wait for nobody else to guide you through the light. Sometimes it gets bright, but in the end it's dark as midnight. I'm not tripping, cause my shit is alright. I say solidify, dope as fuck, but I had to swallow my pride to get the rep that I got. Started from the gutter, went from DJ to King, and there won't be no other track that could take me off my throne. I'ma still rule my kingdom even when I'm dead and gone. Niggas can't be true when they not true. It's kinda fucked up when you're supposed to be cool. Don't give a fuck about you. I guess I'm not caring no more. I could do this in my sleep. The loyal nigga is the one you should keep. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
4 or 5 years, you've been working on the same song. Don't get mad at me because I told you that it's something wrong. You didn't wanna hear me, cause I'm telling the truth. Can't get your words right when you step in the booth. Just face it, you're not a rapper, so just put down your pen. Do what you do, but never write a song again. Little man, taking you to the left, but it ain't right. Giving you false hope, always saying you tight. I tried to take you somewhere, my help wasn't needed. The day you found out your half-ass songs wasn't deleted. Yeah, you a fraud, MTVs on your banners and shit. You don't have my soul, so you don't have no hit. My bad, I had to let you know what's real. You ain't gonna make no money, independent or record deal. Take my fucking head, I just don't understand. Doing nothing ass, niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
True ass in this motherfucker.
Are y'all mad? By the shocky like Pikachu. Nigga, I'm a fool. Yeah. I'ma shock these niggas like Pikachu. Show you what I could do lyrically, nigga. Ooh. I'm coming up and check it out, homie. You don't want no problem with the True S, really, homie. We be talking, we be sliding, we be riding. We be pulling up outside where you at. Talking on that, all that. Change your man pump before you get hit where you at. Lily set up man pump, tripping like what? Yeah. Bleeding like his bitch, cause he's the bitch. Talking all that bullshit, pull up with that fool clip. Me and the homies, yeah, we gon' hit you with that pool stick. Long range, true shit. I'm out to spit it, kill it, nigga, you don't want it with it. I be talking, I be walking, I be living with it. Shocking like Pikachu, now you gon' get it, really, you with it.
I'ma shock you like this, like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do.
Turned up, Optane, nigga with no sickness. Got no brain, no screws in it, witty, witty. Outside, really with it. Sliding, true west. Truly with it, shocking it, Pikachu, getting licking to it. Hook got you going through, really through it. Now you wanna be like me, huh, really do you? I got no screws, riding, really do it. Slow down, have you leaking like fluid. Got you going through, really to it. Now you at church praying to the Lord. And you wanna say, what you say? I don't hear you cause you low down to the ground. Cause the rounds had you laid down, flat down on your face. Disgrace, Pikachu, shock the motherfucking place.
I'ma shock you like this, like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do.
Welcome, welcome to the true, true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K9. And yeah, we got the homie K5. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah. Ooh, we, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
The hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie? Hip-hop.
In the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wally.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck? Jojo
loco.
Oh, I can turn that shit back
go-go,
up. Hold
man.
On. What's it? Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Hey.
Hey, hey, look, that's that check your backyard shit, nigga.
Oh, my mama. Got it, I mean. Pass it.
Better check your backyard, nigga. It might be something out there.
Niggas say, and if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, it's like Jack is saying it. Watch it.
They got that sound like a motherfucker crapping up from your yanyi.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like
you know what I mean?
Shit, nigga. You diss me because of that type of shit?
Yeah, that's that, so, nigga. I won't. Huh?
Scratch, you diss me because of that type of shit, my nigga?
Oh, no, I just do beats, but
no,
when I was making that beat, it just, see, it was creepy. I loved it. I was like, shit.
No, I mean, like years ago, I did that type of shit. Me and Nina Ross did that type of shit.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, man.
You did me because of that type of shit?
I'm good with that. I mean, we can do that, nigga. I'm just saying, nigga. I just...
And I sing, bro. No. Y'all niggas rap. Y'all flow, man. I sing, bro. And you gonna diss a nigga that actually is prolific and doing what he do for that type of shit?
I got him. Don't even trip. I just called him Instrumental 5. I ain't even named him nothing. I just named him Instrumental 5.
Yeah, that's a bit of a soundtrack. That's
I just called him Instrumental 5, so all y'all got to do is... Y'all remember Instrumental 5, that's it.
Hell yeah, that's a whip man right there, bro.
Yo, it's all good. I got 49, I got 49, I got
49,
I got more than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
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 Yeah. Hello.
Hey, what they gonna do, smoke?
Yeah.
I know, I see what you wanna do.
Yeah.
Now,
that part right there. Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, yeah, that's a situation number 9 right there.
Yeah, that
motherfucker got that name.
You want to get on the radio?
Well,
I got
man,
Uncle Nino
on
the
radio. Let me see what I got.
Uncle Pat, excuse me, bub. You know, I'm talking to your nephew, so I need to let him know who I'm talking to.
Oh, hey.
You know,
who is that, Nana? That's not Nizzle?
Yeah, that's your nephew, man.
You got to tell him what it is.
Man, he's like, I'm coming back down, Dad. Hold on, I know he's going to get his bong or something to that effect. You know, we taught the nigga very wrong, but right.
Oh, my goodness, so right.
Oh, so right. You see?
Scratch
almost beat me up when I went to his house. I didn't tell y'all he had like 15
Wait a minute, come on. You don't cut that shit out.
He had 15 niggas sitting there waiting to jump me. They had rope.
They had everything he got in the back of his truck right now. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, now I'm mad. I gotta play mad tracks and shit.
He said mad tracks.
macro kidnapper.
Wait a minute. If I had somebody trying to beat that nigga up, he'd have told y'all niggas that shit a long time ago.
Nah, that part right there.
I'd have been on the news for running niggas up in my car.
Man.
That's how mad I am right now. Fuck you. That's how mad I am. I'm putting on my mad track.
Yeah, that's a smack right there.
Put your mad track on there. I can come get mad with you. You know, I'm
going to put it back on. Hold on.
Oh, my God. I can't get mad.
Scratch. Huh?
You know you're going to have to pay me to come and get on that.
That's
a smack. You got to pay me to get on that.
Nah. Smack
yeah,
like Jack.
No, I want to tell you my fee so we don't have no discrepancies.
Okay, well, I decline.
That nigga said he's going to have to pay me to come get on that.
You know what my fee is.
I decline the whole goddamn thing, nigga. You
no,
fucked
no,
up.
I think he's going to like my fee. I just need a 24 ounce of goddamn master life and some music. Just a 24 and some music.
Yeah, he said it's a music.
Yeah,
it's
a beauty.
These scratches
are
going to
get all the way in.
Hey, homie, that's a player price.
Here, give me a 24, not a 25, a natural light, and a pack of beauty.
Wait a minute, hold on. So you want me to pay you to get off on one of my tracks? You got to have your pussy fucked up.
You didn't hear nothing I just said, Scratch.
I don't know. I wasn't listening because I put the phone down to go over there to get my damn lighter so I could light me something because I was like, I can't believe this nigga just said what he said. Hold on, let me get my lighter.
No, get your lighter and don't play the music yet because I want everybody to hear this dialogue we're creating right now.
All
right,
let's see.
You have to pay me for this. Do you want to know what the pay is?
Nope.
Do you want to know how much
nobody,
I charge?
If I get paid, I ain't paying nobody for a goddamn thing.
Listen,
fuck all that.
Yada, help me out. He ain't listening. Yada,
I ain't listening.
You got to help me out.
He go here. You.
I
ain't paying nobody for shit
that
I'm doing. Are you fucking serious? You got bull?
Scratch. Huh? Listen to me.
Yes?
My fee is you have to pay me. They call them 25s now. Natural light beer, that's what I told you. And a pack of buglers. That's what I said. You know I'm a fool with this shit, and I'm
I
serious.
You said a natural light and a pack of buglers.
And a pack of buglers, my nigga. I buy my own. To get a beer that I know is here.
Hey, look,
and
I'll get you a pack of buglers.
He said, hello.
The beer is only, they're only 24, well, this is a 24, 25 ounce beer, so.
No,
I could probably work that.
They knew. We old. They knew. The ones I get is 25 ounces.
We get 25 ounces.
$25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I got tracks like a bubble.
Yeah, but you don't want to record them. I was right there last week.
Oh well, that was called a fill out day. I got to see if I was trying to see if it was gonna be true or not, nigga.
True or not? Oh, well, now you know my big brother's on the phone with you, Mister Yada Pills Mode. You see me?
He just
I gotta see if it was true or not, nigga. See, I ain't getting ready to start recording, motherfuckers. If that ain't true,
Joe told you I was true, nigga. Why would you doubt me? If Joe told
you, I ain't doubt you. I ain't doubt you at all.
Man, my girl just lost. Serena just lost.
Damn, she did.
She won, but she lost. That's going to do a big thing.
He's probably in Tennessee.
Hey.
You don't know nothing about that.
That's right there. That's that OG Prince. What's that? I want to be your lover.
That's
white. That's what's happening to rerun music.
That's just slap right there.
You ain't even heard Pop Life, bro. I know you ain't heard Pop Life.
That's that shit right there.
Let me turn it up a little bit.
That's still doubt. Probably
look,
means
listen,
doubt.
Watch this.
Probably means doubt.
In front of my brother's ears, and I brought my brother on the phone. This nigga don't do interviews no more.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey.
Oh, I'm still right here. I'm listening to Serena talking right now when she just lost.
I'll probably be done start crying.
Don't cry. Please don't cry.
Later.
I damn sure don't want to hear you cry. Yeah, it might sound awful.
So the smoke.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey.
That's live right there, boy.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. You just became scratch.
I'm just trying to give y'all a preview of what I got. I got a whole lot of shit.
Or does it King Express catch?
I got a whole lot of shit, man. Yeah. I got it, man. Don't get it twisted. Well, let's go somewhere.
I don't even sound good, bro. I don't even sound good.
I got so much shit, boy. It's crazy.
Let me see if I can get into my arsenal.
Yeah, that's it.
Beat on your phone.
Bro, I was at your house, my guy. I was at your house.
You got beat on your phone. You're going to hear the beat.
It's a darn phone, bro.
Some of the iPhones, they be having some beat on them.
I don't fuck with the iPhones, man. I got an Android straight up.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm up with the Android. Yeah. Truly, what up,
I fuck with both of them.
I'm not going to pay $1,000 for a fucking phone, bro. I'm frugal.
Hell yeah, nigga. I'm straight, nigga. I'm Android.
So,
wait
till they're giving
away the free iPhone, and
you switch your carrier, and that's how you get it.
Fuck
that. Judy, what's up,
baby? Hey, Misty, you still there? Hey, Misty, you still there?
It's 3 minutes.
Yeah. Yara, you still there? Yara.
Oh, we got an old y'all just tagged everybody is up in there.
Nah, I think Yada fell off.
Yeah, I think Yada fell off too.
Yeah, Yada fell off. That's my brother though, man. Like I talked to that dude, bro. Like I called that dude, man. Like that's family, bro. We done fed each other. We done been at each other's homes. He know my family. I know his family. I actually did a tumble with his daughter, man.
Did a tumble with
his daughter.
That's crazy. I just looked at that shit the other day.
Yeah, I did a tumble with his daughter. She didn't think I could flip. And I was like, I could flip. I'm old, but I could flip. And I did some, I think I damn near flipped in this dude's bushes. Right or wrong, yada. And then she outflipped me. Yeah.
Oh yeah, man. I used to flip. I be doing some flip flops or something every now and then. But shit, nigga, you ain't gonna get me
flip. I just can't flip when I'm hot. That wouldn't be a good look.
I'm 53. I can still hit a flip flop every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
I can flip right now. Look in this little space. I could do a handspring right now in this little space. In this little space and not hit the pool table. Bullshit you not.
No, don't do it.
You got to go to work.
Don't do it. I know it's crazy because my wrists ain't as strong as they used to be. So I know that's my wrist.
Me do what, how many, 10 handsprings, and his daughter is a gymnast. And I'm like, I'm a hood nigga that just flipped.
That part.
We tumble.
We call all right, I'm back now.
Yeah, that's all we were. We some tumbling niggas. That's
hey,
all
hey,
it was.
Hey,
yeah,
look at one second. Hey, one second, Scratch. No disrespect. Hey, mister.
Got it.
I tumble, bro?
Yeah. We be tumbling.
I'll tumble with you.
Yeah.
I'll tumble. We be
tumbling.
I'll tumble. And little niece got me. She got me. She tumbled all the way into the goddamn trees.
Yeah.
Trees.
That's crazy. Because
I don't go in the treetop, man. I don't go in the treetop.
Man, I believe she lost. She fucking went.
And I appreciate you, Nina, for allowing me to do this, man.
Oh, yeah, for sticking there, fam.
You know, coming through on this right here, bro. I definitely appreciate that. You know,
you already know, man. It's a pleasure, man, in the presence. Like an island, man. You know what I mean? Yes, Scratch, I'm going to get that info to you, and we're going to get that mean, though.
Yeah, I mean, so if you got to fall off, go ahead and do your stizzy. Yeah, I mean, but I appreciate you for even falling through, bro.
You already know, fam.
We gonna jump into a couple of jams real quick. We got like 25 minutes left, and then you know if y'all stay on the air, you know we got after hours. So you know we're even after, you know the
well, shit,
the 2 hours.
Have to ask Nina that shit, man.
Y'all with me,
bro? Hours.
On the air, bitch.
Truly, where you at,
but,
baby?
But I'm gonna handle a little something after I handle this, and I check back in with them to do with this.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Call,
bro.
Yeah, I love you, Jack. I love you, man.
The sugar that lady too, my nigga. You already know. Jack, right, you got some dick. I'm going to holler at y'all.
Hey, man, for sure, man. Y'all got 24 seconds. I mean 24 seconds. 24 minutes. Call back. I'm trying to see what truly, y'all. I see it.
I'm not going to fall off yet, nigga. I got 24 minutes till I fall asleep.
Ah, I hear you. Well, I'm going to jump in a couple of jams, man. We got 24 minutes for y'all online, man. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. We about to get it in. Yeah.
Hello. Oh, yeah, I was just calling to let you know that I'm going to put some meat on the grill today. You know, my homies coming over. Yeah, all homies coming over. You know, they all going to be over here. Oh, yeah, they could come. Just tell them to get babysitters, you know what I'm saying? Alright, I'll see you when you get here. Today is the day I'm gonna get my chill on. Get some chicken and some rib and get my grill on. Invite the homies over and some females too. A 24-hour party because that's what we do. We got drink, but we could always use more. Before you get to my house, make a stop at the liquor store. And grab some blunts because I got a whole pound. We gotta make sure it's enough to pass around. Tell her hunger and she's coming, get a babysitter. Every time we shoot, she wanna bring them damn kids with her. Not this time, it's a grown-up affair. We don't want little man seeing mommy in her underwear. But that's later when the sun goes down. Since it's still real early, we gon' turn up the sound. I told the neighbors they could come over too. If they don't get offended by what happens at my barbecue. Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of skills. If you've never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together, man, and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. PM and it's blazing hot. Look out the front window, and the streets look like a parking lot. The swimming pool is filled to capacity. I got a quirk in my neck from all the ass that keep passing me. The DJ playing nothing but a assassin song. Girls dancing around in G-strings and thongs. Some homies getting their groove on, some homies shooting pool. Some homies in the mix trying to keep cool. Summertime in LA is the best. We party all night long over here on the west. When the sun goes down, we can move it to the inside. And get wild and crazy without nothing to hide. One more slow run should hold us all night. Only 12 more hours until daylight. Having a good time, that's just what I do. When everybody feels the same when they come to my barbecue.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of skills. If you've never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together when that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Invited to a barbecue that started at 4.
running kinda late, better hit the store. Said they out of ice, scratch, need some more. Use the side gate, there's a note on the front door. Pool stretched out on the table like a sandwich board. Tank top thongs and it's booty galore. Homies playing bones to their favorite zap song. Ain't nothing like a party when the Kelly sun's on, man. Traffic backed up on the block like a gridlock. Baby girl in the hills saving local parking spot. Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party is the shh. Backyard boogie barbecuing in the Cali shine. Homies out like life on stage, so you know it's summertime. Feel the breeze through the trees while I puff on these weeds. Kelly indeed.
Drinking all the food that you need. Bring some covers and some buds, we got plenty of skills. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending who you meet, maybe late night and you. We all get together, man, that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. Drinking all the food that you need. Bring some covers and some buds, we got plenty of. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together, man, that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Catch me.
the lights. Just hold your weight, don't fall get clapped. At the same time, lyrically enter my stations. Platinum nations, underground, dungeon creation. Sounds blasting out your venue. Sounds I salute to. Give me a standing ovation, will you? You do you, I do me, I'm posted. Asking be how power found it. I could never be slaughtered. I'll conceive by the underground stream. Black Walter, hardest red bone on the scene. Stallion mean about her green. My team better be about me. Howdy, rowdy, push machines. Constantly, life increasing with my heat. Target pointing, bang it be. How could it be? That shit so sweet. Sweat so deep. So spirit on your body, wave and go. Sweating platinum clothes, you already know. Yeah, let go of my hold, yeah. Yeah, let go of my fold, yeah, yeah, yeah. Down and down and I catch me cause I'm falling down and down and I falling down and I catch me. I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling down and down and I catch me. I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling, falling.
Shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Let's go. Turn up your time. Turn up your
time. Lamborghini Mercy. Don't keep me so
good. Hip-hop lives. You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This is Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck is back up? Oh, fuck that. Hey. Take your fuck, man. Everywhere in the building. Dojo Loco with probably a whole lot of other motherfuckers on these goddamn lines. Fool Ali. Don't do the 4 TV.
He got the party line popping.
Yeah, he got the party line popping. And my girl, Julia. What's up, baby girl?
Julia.
Julia. Woo! Yeah.
What's going on down there in Cali?
Nigga, motherfucker, hot as a son of a bitch. I don't even know how hot it is right now, but it was 111 earlier.
I read in the paper where that lady at the jailhouse was finna give birth, but the guard stopped it. Starbucks and got some coffee and her baby ended up dying because they stopped and got coffee while she was in labor. So she sued the jail and they gave her, I think, $580,000.
Oh, well, goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to put my mad song on, man. This damn game, I can't watch it. They done goddamn didn't have two damn lightning delays and now they got this damn TV screen delays. I can't even watch it.
What game?
My son got hurt first play of the game.
What game? Oh, you at the young kids game. I thought y'all was at the. I thought you was to watch some. My bad. That's
light
up.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Hey,
5 minutes left of lightning game play. Mhm.
Yeah, that's,
they're winning. Hey.
So everybody had to get off the field and everything, huh?
Yeah, twice.
Oh, boy. Well, the only motherfucking problem they having out here in Cali is just too hot for motherfuckers to play. Just hot as a motherfucker. That's all it is. That's kind of fucked up, though. Well, it ain't like professional football. Them motherfuckers, they'll wait and they'll play through it. Baseball, they'll wait and play through it. If it takes too long, they gonna be like, oh, we gotta call the game. We have to replay that shit later or whatever.
It's taking too long, man.
How long you been waiting?
This second time, man. The first time you had to wait, like, shit, damn near an hour. Cause they went to halftime and all that stuff. And had to wait about 45 minutes. Then came back and played with the halftime. And then, they went to halftime. And it was during the halftime. So they stayed out, shit, a whole hour during the halftime. And then come back and now 5 minutes left. And now this shit. So I'm finna play my mad song now. You go my man song.
Oh.
goddamn what? You at home playing track with me. Hey.
It's everywhere. I already told you I want that beat. I don't know why you playing.
I don't want my mad. Scratch played his mad song, so I had to play my mad song.
I ain't even begun to play my mad song. Shit. I got some shit just mad. Like, all right, hold on. Everybody, if y'all got guns, y'all go to the goddamn wherever you got your gun, you be going to pull them motherfuckers out. I got to go do something. So I ain't going to play that.
I got a cold-ass Neo Soul song, man, I did. It took me about 10 minutes to do, but the summer gun, I got to find a cold-ass female that can sing that summer gun, man.
I'm just fucked, man. It is fucking hot. I don't give a damn how. I got the swamp cooler and fans, and it ain't like as bad as it could be, but this shit is hot.
We got all of the rain and heat.
Nah, we ain't getting no rain, thank goodness, but. You know, I'm glad this shit is almost over because it's supposed to be, after Monday, it's supposed to be the end of the summer. But they're going to whoop our ass for another week or two before the shit is actually over. Because when they start going into the fall, it start cooling down. And see, I know, y'all ain't got no heat like us, so y'all probably sitting around there bitching about some 85-degree type of shit. And we over here like 111, 113, 115. This shit is fucking unbelievable. I'm just saying.
I would not be going outside at all. I went to work today and I got a large cup of ice. And I just lifted it out there in the car till I got off.
What was the temperature down there?
I think it was like 87.
Oh, Lord. Oh, nigga, boy, you know how much I would love to have an 87 right now? It'd be 87
right.
At night, shit. Oh,
you know
God.
That Neo Soul song?
Say, fuck up, fuck up, fuck up.
Nobody no more. I ain't gonna tease him no more. But yeah, I gotta find a Neo Soul artist for that one.
They've
been playing since 7 o'clock. Shit.
Nah, yeah, yeah, shit, because I don't need
to. Yeah, see, Trey the True tried to lie. Sweet Pea ain't on here, I don't think, but Trey the True tried to lie, and then the video came out where they jumped on Zero.
Nah,
they showed the full video now.
Nah, Sweet Pea ain't here. Shit.
Yeah, she sent me the video with it.
I sent it to her earlier.
Wow. Yeah, God.
Five of them jumped on the dude.
Yeah,
the video I seen, it looked like he just was laying there getting beat up.
I got to send you the new one. The new one shows all of them jumping on him.
So that's why he just was...
I'm trying to figure out he into it with his cousin, and his cousin boys jump on that nigga. That's fucked up.
No, two of his cousins, both of the ones that just seen punching him is his cousin too. What happened was that was his younger cousin, and back in 05 they were going to a show, and the younger cousin wanted to ride with him, and they were drinking syrup and smoking. And Zero had weed in his pocket, and the cousin had the syrup. Well, the cousin went to the pen behind the syrup. So he mad at Zero, talking about, oh, man, you got me sent to the pen because I couldn't cut the syrup. And Zero was like, hell, it was your shit. That's what he said, I was riding, but it wasn't on the package. It was on the package side, driving, but it was on the package side. That's what he was telling you in the song.
We got 10 seconds left on the truth. We love y'all. We'll see y'all on motherfucking Monday, Mad Monday. True Western, we are air. After hours. All
right. Yeah, so his cousin went to the pen behind having the syrup. So he gets out, and that was back in 2005. Now, here it is 17 years later. He still got a grudge because, hell, if me and Scratch riding, I got a gun. It's my gun. It's not Scratch's gun. Just because Scratch is driving the car, I got the gun under my seat. It's my gun. I take my charge.
And the motherfuckers
so you,
don't
man,
care
so you
about that
pen
in
you
California,
don't take your
nigga.
Charge,
if you got
so.
A gun, nigga, we both going to jail.
It's my gun. It's not yours. It ain't his. It's mine.
It don't matter. They in California, both y'all.
It don't matter. I'm going to tell them it's mine.
And
you going to go
home.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah.
It don't happen like that out here, bro. If it's a gun,
if we didn't commit a crime with the weapon and they find it on the seat, it's mine. If you ain't your fingerprints ain't on it, you ain't shot nobody with it. It's my gun.
I want to tell you, me and my cousin was going down the street because see, I was like, damn, let me go and put my gun in the house. I was like, fuck, we going right down the street to the burrito stand. So anyway, we roll into the burrito stand. He got one of them old Vanagons, like Volkswagen van. Nigga, look, we were looking out the rearview mirror. Here come the police. So I took my gun and I stashed that motherfucker in his van. And them motherfuckers followed us all the way to the burrito stand, pulled us over. We got out the van. All right, cool. And I stashed the motherfucking gun in that nigga van, my gun. And some motherfuckers was looking around. And, you know, all that shit, what y'all doing? Well, we just coming down here to get some burritos. Woo-woo. This nigga, he already a sucker. My cousin, he a sucker. So, nigga, they jump out the van. I'm like, damn, they didn't find a gun. So, anyway, we sitting in that motherfucker. They still fucking with us and shit. You know, and they was like, well, all right, man. Well, you know, y'all get y'all burritos or whatever. And then one of these other punk-ass police want to go up and get back in the motherfucking van. And he start reaching right where I put my gun. I was like, oh, by the way, my gun is in there. And guess what? He found my gun. And when he pulled the gun out, I was like, yep, that's mine. He ain't got nothing to do with it. I had it. I just stashed it. He ain't got nothing to do with it. And they was still getting ready to take this nigga to jail. This nigga damn near in tears because he's like a little homo, little bitch-ass motherfucker. And I'm like, dude, it's my gun. Y'all can let him go. It's in his van. Oh, no, he going to jail too. So that's why I know, at least in California, I don't give a fuck. If it's a gun in the car, both of y'all ass going to jail.
Well, it's syrup. If you drinking, if you drinking and driving,
we wasn't
drinking
syrup.
Huh?
We wasn't drinking a motherfucking thing.
Yeah, but see, they were drinking the syrup, and the boy had the syrup in his side of the car. So he mad because he got to go do some time. Hey, just like Zero said, he said, hell, man, your brother don't drink or drive, or drink or smoke, so you want to ride with me so you can drink and shit because you had just got out of jail or whatever. So you just like, fuck it, I want to ride with my cousin so I can drink and smoke. So you drinking with me? Hell, and then when we get pulled over here, shit, that's your drink. It's in your hands. So you can't be mad. You had to go do your time. Go do your time and come home. But
yep.
You doing your time, be mad at me because you got caught with the drink just because you ride with me.
Yeah,
a 17-year grudge.
It's one thing about California. If you driving a car and you're not drinking it, but I'm on the other side drinking, you could just be. That's like you getting a drug driving, just like if you was drinking. That's just the way that shit is, my nigga. Out here, you know, everybody got their own little laws in their states and shit like that. You know, just like you said, if I got a gun in the car, and if it's your gun and you in the passenger side, nigga, them motherfuckers, they'll fuck around, beat up, took me to jail just because it's a gun in the car. You know, especially if you was a felon, you know what I mean? So all that shit is, everything everywhere else is different.
Well, the deal is, if somebody claims a gun, if somebody says, I don't know who gun it is, then they're going to give both of you the charge.
No,
that's flat out, that's just flat out common sense.
If it's my gun and you say it's your gun just to keep me out of trouble, we still getting ready to go down.
No, I'm going to go down.
Shit. Well, come to Cali and see what though. Come
yeah,
to
I'm
LA.
I'm
going to
go down, but if everybody sit up there and don't say nothing, they're going to say, well, we giving both of y'all the charge. So y'all know you're going to fight when y'all get to the jail cell on whose gun it is.
You still going to motherfucking jail. You're going to go to jail until they figure out what the fuck is what. If they find one gun in the car and it's two of us, even if you said it was your gun, if I said it was my gun, we both going to jail. It's nothing, no more, no less. Hell, you been to Cali? Shit. I don't know
yep,
why it was up there in Sac, nigga, but I know down here where I'm at, nigga, one gun mean everybody going to jail.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Oh, it's my gun, boy. No, I the baby pappy, boss. Mm-mm, it don't matter. Your motherfucking ass going.
Hey, well, I always told people, hey, man, hey, you can't ride with me today. And they, why, man? I say, because I'm riding dirty.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. You can't ride with me. I got a chopper
I'll
in this bitch. I got motherfucking 40 cal up in this bitch, and I got dope in this bitch. So I'm riding dirty, so you can't ride with me.
If
you want to
ride with me, you
got to
catch the consequence with me. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, I tell them I come back. Hey, can I get a ride across town? Oh, you can't do that. I'm on official business. Well, you can tell them I'm on official business. Everybody know. Oh, never mind. Never mind. That's what they say. Never mind. They already know what it's about.
Yeah, niggas, I'm just saying, when you fuck around and nigga out here on this side of town in Cali, one gun means everybody gone. Or they might, some motherfuckers give you a little leniency, you know what I'm saying? But 9 times out of 10, if it be one gun, everybody go, fuck that. We gonna get to the bottom of this. Or they just wanna fuck with you. Sometimes they be like, oh, okay, well, this is shit. Nigga, let them go. Call these motherfuckers, whatever, to get you, whatever, get back to the house or whatever. But nigga, it ain't no time when I got pulled over and I had my gun and everybody in the car didn't go to jail. I'm just saying. Everybody in the car went to jail. And it was just because they was affiliated with me. You know what I'm saying? It was gang affiliated type of shit. So they felt like, man, we all gang members. And I'm about to go and commit some kind of motherfucking some shit, and them niggas is with me, you know what I mean? So them motherfuckers went to jail, too. They just let the motherfuckers go. They kept me like they always do, but.
All right, let's go, game. 5 minutes left. Shit,
out of time. You know, and that's a whole other thing, too. If you want a game file, it's a whole different story. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't, like, really just in the game files or nothing like that, it's a different story. But if they got you in the game file, that's just a whole other story. And be like, oh, okay, this nigga is, oh, okay, you roll with them niggas. Gang affiliation. Bam. Automatic. Well, I don't know. I'm going to put it to you like this, nigga. There's some tacos in my goddamn house. Man, well, I can leave y'all on here and y'all can talk as long as y'all want to. Or well, I can shut this shit down right now. It's totally up to y'all.
Who's all online now?
Huh?
Who's all online?
Me.
Oh, it's me and Trulia.
Trulia and Buddha. I don't know what the hell happened. Oh, I think this nigga.
Heard Buddha. I ain't heard Buddha all night.
Nah, I put it to you like this. I'm just going to shut it down. I love y'all. And I'll be talking to y'all later. True, man. Outro.
Good night, y'all.